Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Peter. We're going to kind of jump around the whole chapter, so you don't have to stand if you don't feel necessary. We're going to start in that first verse. First Peter, chapter number 4, verse number 1, begins to read like this. It says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." And then jump to the 12th. It says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." And then jump to the 16th verse. It says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." And you can be seated. We thank you for standing with us this morning. But I want to endeavor, if I can, just to preach God's word and to do everything that God wants me to do. And then I'll step down and I'll be done. But I thought about these couple verses of scripture. And as I was reading 1 Peter chapter 4, all of it's good. But this is kind of, those four verses there is kind of where they go together in a sense of, that they kind of match up, and I just felt like I needed to read all of those verses there. But I want you to think about something here. All those verses, what they were basically saying was, don't worry about suffering. Basically, is what I got from it. Or when you do suffer, don't think it as God coming down on you, or as God forgetting about you, or as God leaving you by yourself. Basically, what he was saying was, Jesus suffered. So you and I we might as well take up a likewise mind, is what it said. Either way, I'm not saying that God's going to make us suffer. I'm not saying that God hates us or he doesn't care about us. What I want you to realize is, if we're in our life with Christ, if we're partakers, like it said, with Christ, what we understand is that we're going to go through some hardships. And I want you to understand, now everybody knows that, no doubt, and in my mind. But I want you to realize something today, that if you look at your hardships in your life, and you look at the ways that your life has gone, the things and the things that have happened in your life, no doubt, you can probably see some times that were hard, but you can see some times that were good. You can see some times where it was kind of in the middle, so-so, where you weren't really doing bad, but you weren't on top of the mountain. But I want you to understand something today. Nevertheless, anytime you look through your life, you can see Christ all over it if you're saved by God's grace. And I want you to understand something. The Bible says that that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Now, what that means to me is that life is just going to be life for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you got, where you stand, whether you're lost or whether you're saved. Life is life, and hard times come. But I want you to realize something today. If we've got Christ in our heart, and if we've got Christ in our life, the hard times won't be so bad, because we've got him in. We've got him in our life, and he comes to us when we need help, and he helps. Or when we're sad, he comes and he'll joy us up. Or when we're distraught, he'll come and he'll give us direction. I want you to realize something today. We serve an all-knowing and all-loving and all-caring God. And thanks be to God above, Brother Chester. When I'm distraught, or when I have no direction in my life, or when I feel like the world is coming down on me, I can just remember these scriptures. The 12th and the 13th verse, it said, don't worry about the fiery trials. Think of it as joy. I'm glad that I'm walking with Christ today. Hey, I want you to understand something. I'm not going to stand up here and say that your trials
are not going to be hard, because they are. Speaking from experience, I just lost my grandfather, one of the biggest influential people in my life. I loved him to death. I spent a lot of time with him. I got to grow up under him and learn him. Now he wasn't my dad. I love my dad more. Oh, but let me tell you something right now. My grandfather was one of the most people in my life that I love the most. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Kevin Benny at the funeral, I read the scripture where it talked about there's a time to live and a time to die, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time for joy and a time for sorrow. But I want you to realize something today. I want to kind of branch off of those scriptures right there and say this. No matter what time it is in your life, whether you're in sorrow or you're in joy or you're in happy as could be, or you're down in your lowest of low, or maybe you're in a spot in your life, or the time of your life where you don't know where to go or what direction to take or what to do, just trust in God, because every season will come to an end, but God will be with you forever. Hey, my life right now, as much as I love God, I can't help but feel sorrow. Oh, but thanks be to God above. I've got a God that loves me enough to walk with me through the valley of the shadow of death, because he loved me enough to save me. So he's going to love me enough to help me through my trials. Hey, I don't know who you are. Maybe you've lost a loved one, or maybe you're perfectly fine. Maybe you're doing well, and your job is going well, and your family's doing okay, and you love everybody around you. Oh, but not everybody's in that situation this morning. And I want to preach to everybody here that whatever's going on in your life, don't take it hard. Just take it with a stride and let God guide you and lead you. Don't worry about it, because there's always sunshine after the rain today. Hey, when it rains, it might rain now. Oh, but that don't keep the sun from shining afterwards. Oh, thanks be to God above. When my life brings troubles and trials and storms, God will shine through it all. I'm trying to encourage you this morning. I don't know what you need. Oh, but if I can, I'll focus on the trials of life. I want you to point your attention to the spot in the Bible where it talks about, I'm not going to mention the whole scripture, but there's a spot in the Bible where it talks about the fiery darts of the devil. I want you to understand something today. Life is life, but I'll tell you this much. If you're saved by God's grace, the devil's going to try to beat you down and tear you apart and rip you up and spit you out. But thanks be to God above. If you've got God in your heart, you've got power today. Hey, don't let the devil steal your blessing. How do you remember Simon Peter in the Bible? The Lord himself, Jesus Christ himself, told Peter, the devil desires to have you and to sift you as wheat, but be not afraid. I have prayed for thee. Aren't you glad today that we got a God that loves us enough to help us pray? Oh, and there's a spot in the Bible where he's talking there. Oh, it says that he feels our affliction. Thanks be to God above. God feels what we feel today. Hey, if you're upset, if you're sad, God's upset and sad with you. Oh, and if you're happy and you're joyous, God's right there with you. Oh, and if you're wanting direction, God's right there ready. Oh, to give you direction. Thanks be to God above that I've got a God that feels me today. Hey, Oh, thanks be to God. As much as He is a just and a loving God, I believe His heart breaks when our heart is broken. I believe He feels joy when He sees us happy. And when I believe that He wants us to have direction if we don't see a way, thanks be to God. He is a way-making Lord, and He's a loving God. And if we trust Him, He'll bring us through it all. Hey, it don't matter. It don't matter what you're going through in life. You've lost your... Now, this may not be anybody here, but maybe somebody else can hear it over there. Maybe you've lost your job, or something's gone wrong with your family. Oh, you got to... The Bible says that He told them there, all you that are weary and are heavy laden, oh, come unto me and I'll give you rest. He told them how to lay their cares upon Him, for He cared much for them. And He also said, yoke up with me, for a lamb and ferns, because my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Oh, thanks be to God above. When I need help, God will help today. Hey, don't you know that when you yoke something up together, you can't yoke a mule with a ox, and you can't yoke a mule with a horse, and you can't yoke an ox with a horse, because they pull different. Oh, but thanks be to God above, when I yoke up with Christ, and I get in His will, and I get in His way, and I start walking in His steps, He can help me up. He can help me through all my troubles of life, because He's already gone through them. Thanks be to God above. What? Hey, how else can He comfort you and I in loss? How else can He be happy when we're happy? How else can He feel sorrow when we're sorrowful? He's already gone through it. He knows your heart. Just trust Him. Hey, but I'll stop here and I'll say this too. You may wonder to yourself, what's he even talking about? I've never felt that way before. I don't understand what he means. Well, let me tell you something. Thanks be to God above. If you're here and you're lost today, I can find comfort in Christ. You may be able to look out there and see that the world is wicked and it's ugly and it's nasty. You may look and see, well, something's going wrong. Oh, but I'm here to tell you today that the world is reserved unto fire. God is going to destroy this place, and He's going to do it in His time. Oh, but let me tell you something. If you want to escape the judgment, you've got to yoke up with God. You know what will happen then? You'll still have troubles just like you always did. Oh, but they'll be easier because God is with you now. Thanks be to God above. Oh, that He makes my trials worth going through today. You know what every trial in our life is built to bring us up. It's built to bring us to a higher level. It may not feel that way, Brother James, when you're going through it. Oh, but thanks be to God. You know how many times I've been like those boys that were on the sea, that Jesus sent them away before Him so He could pray. Oh, but and toiling and toiling and toiling and trying my best to make my own way through the storm. Oh, and doing nothing but tiring myself out and making myself worse. Oh, but here came Christ walking to me in the midst of the storm. Thanks be to God above that He comes to me because I can't. I would never be able to find my way out of the storm unless He came to me.
room on the storm, walking on the water. Man, that's the God we serve, church. Our storm, hey, you know Peter got up out the boat and he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee. Oh, and we preached, I don't know how long ago, I'm bad about that. Oh, but I preached the message about getting out of the boat. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. It takes courage to go through the midst of your storm just to get to God. Oh, but I want to charge you today. If you'll just step out of the boat and you'll have courage, thanks be to God above, you'll get to Christ and he'll calm your storm today. Man, I'm just trying to encourage you this morning. You by yourself will never make it out of this world alive. If you ever tried, anybody who's ever tried has failed. Oh, and I'm sad to say that hell opens its borders daily just enough for one more person to slide in. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. You don't have to go to that place. If you'll just trust God and let him conquer your storm and let him take over the helm of your ship, and let him go and you'll follow. Thanks be to God above, you'll be better off today. You realize in another spot, they were in a boat again. But this time Christ was asleep. The storm came raging, and yet he still slumbered. I want you to realize something today. The storms of our life do not make Christ fear. And that's why he was asleep in the boat. He wasn't afraid. That was God incarnate in the boat with him. Oh, and the world obeys his will. Oh, thanks be to God above. And it's just like that today. All we got to do is trust that God will protect and Christ will guide. And we'll have nothing to worry about. Hey, guess what he did? They were afraid, and they woke him up, and they said, they asked him if he even cared that they were going to perish, and he didn't scorn them, he didn't yell at them, but he told them, why don't you have any faith? Oh, and he got up, and he quieted the storm for his disciples. You know how many times, Maggie, I've been in a boat with him. God, we're going down. We're going down. What can I do? Where can I go? And he says, where's your faith? Trust in me, and I will bring you through it. How many of us have been there? Me. I'll be the one to raise my hand. I don't care. I'm human just like you. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. I would just look at our life and we would realize that trials are going to come and sometimes they're going to be hard. Oh, sometimes they may be easier than others, Brother Chester. Oh, but thanks be to God above. I don't have to worry about a fiery trial because I know a God that answers by fire. Thanks be to God above that if I just trust in him, he'll help me in every step of my path today. Do you remember the fellows on the road to Emmaus? And they were sorrowful. They felt like Christ was not in their life anymore. And he came walking on. He met them on the road, and he disguised himself. And he was talking, and he asked them what was wrong. And they said, sir, you got to be a stranger. You don't even realize that the one that we served is gone. You can't be from around these places. Oh, the Bible says that he began to open the scriptures. Oh, and he began to talk to them. Oh, and yet they still didn't believe it enough to listen. Oh, but when they finished their road and they finished their walk, they asked him to stay with them, but he made it like you had to go on farther. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. He showed them who he was, and they told him,
did our hearts not burn within us? Oh, thanks be to God above. Wasn't it Jeremiah that said he's like a fire shut up in my bones? Oh, praise God above that I've got a God that answers in any way he possibly can. Hey, do you remember Elijah, Brother Chris? And when he was afraid in the cave? Oh, the Bible says that he was afraid of whom? He was afraid of Ahab and his wife. Oh, but what he really should have been was afraid of not serving his God. Oh, but there he was, hiding in the cave. And Christ, our God came to him. And the Bible says he came in a fire, but he wasn't in a fire. And he came in a whirlwind and an earthquake, but he wasn't in them. But the Bible says that Elijah heard a still, small voice. And then that's when God got his attention. Thanks be to God above. He knows how to speak to us when we're going through trials. And he knows how to get our attention. Elijah, he started off being afraid, hiding under a tree. But God gave him provision. I think, if I can remember right, I don't quite remember. But I believe it said that he ate enough that it sustained him for like 40 days or something like that. Now that's some good food, church. That's a God that loves us enough to feed us for everything in our life. Oh, praise God above that I don't have to worry about going hungry when I'm following God. I don't have to worry. Do you realize Elijah himself was, he found himself by a brook and the ravens gave him food. God will provide for you when you have no provision and you don't know your direction to go. He'll give you help today. Elijah, man, he had just killed 400 people for serving an idol and a false god. He had 400 plus. He had just served God and saw God answer by fire. Yet here he was in a cave deciding whether he was even going to go on or not. Oh, but, and I think I heard my dad even mention this a little bit ago, that it wasn't Elijah's choice. Elijah didn't have a choice. Elijah had a job to do. So you and me, it's kind of the same, Brother Chris. Elijah, just like you and I, we got a job, Sandy. Our job is to tell the world about God and to give his love and his mercy and his grace out to them so that they desire in their hearts to find him for themselves. Thanks be to God above. I've got a job. And whether I'm in a trial, whether I'm okay, whether I'm doing all right, or whether my world is falling apart, I need God to help me do my job. James, come get a song. Come get a song. What's your job this morning? What are you supposed to be doing? You say, well, I don't have any special talent. I don't sing that well. The Bible just says make a joyful noise.
161.
I don't speak well. Moses told God the same thing by the burning bush. You know what he did? He said, you got your brother Aaron, but Aaron spoke maybe once. God will put words in your mouth. Well, I can't preach. You don't have to be a preacher to tell your testimony. I don't know what to pray. The Bible says that if you open your mouth, God will fill it with words. That's all the things that I always try to tell him. There they are, debunked. We owe it to him this morning. Do everything in our wheelhouse of powers that we have. Whatever we can do, we ought to do it.
even if it's just showing up Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We should. We should. We should always be here. The Bible says to assemble yourselves together. I forget exactly what it says. Fail not to assemble yourselves together. Something along those lines. What's that mean? I can't draw strength by myself. You ever heard the term, there's strength in numbers? That's just like us today. Spirit's no different. Spirit's no different. I draw strength from seeing you get blessed. When you are on your mountaintop and you're as high as you possibly could be at the time, maybe I'm in my valley, but I can look up and I can see God blessing you. You know what that causes me to do? Push forward, push on, till I can get to my mountaintop, and I can get to my blessing, and I can get to my joy. We're not always going to feel happy. We're not always going to be on the mountain. We're not always going to be in tip-top shape 100%. That's not life. But he told him there, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you. It didn't say maybe. It didn't say it might try you. It didn't say it could, Brother Jerry. It said it is to try you. What are you going through this morning? Whatever it is, God can help you. Maybe you're thinking, well, God, I just don't know which direction to go. The children of Israel had no idea how to get to Canaan. They were led by a pillar of fire at night and a pillar of clouds by day. He led them. It wasn't Baal. It wasn't any of the Egyptian gods. They were all dead. They're nothing. They're little g gods. They were being led by the God, the one that spoke this world into existence, loved them enough to carry them to safety. Friend, I don't know what you're going through today. That's not my job to know. But I'll tell you this much. The one that does know can help you, and he wants to this morning. Do you not know if you're saved? You can. You can know. Say, I don't know. Friend, all you got to do is call upon him. What if he doesn't answer me? If you call upon him, he'll answer. If you trust him, he'll call. You say, well, I'm already saved, but I don't know where I need to be. Friend, it's not anything more than saying, Lord, what do you need me to do? Where do you need me to go? When I get there, give me the words to say so that anybody around me will know that you're God. That's what Jesus told them there when they were sitting there. Lazarus had died and he'd been dead for several days. Jesus prayed to God. He didn't pray, Lord, I can't believe these people. Said, Lord, I know you've got the power. But demonstrate it now so that these people can see that your power, that they can see your power in layman's terms. Amen. You want the power of God in your life? Pray for it. You want strength? Pray for it. You need help? Pray for it.
You need salvation? Pray for it. Are you hungry? Pray for it. Are you thirsty? Pray for water. Do you need direction? God will show you which way. The best part about it is that you can call upon Him in your trial. You can call upon Him when you have heartache. You can call upon Him when you're on top of the mountain. You can call Him when you don't know which way to go. He will answer you every time. What do you need? Whatever you need, God has it. You're not going to sing much more. We'll give you this space and time to come if you need to. He will not turn thee away. Open your Bible. I guarantee it'll plop open to the place that you need to be at, where you need to read. Last verse. That's where we draw strength, friend. We don't draw strength from the world. We're not part of the world anymore. We draw strength from a God that loved us enough to send His own darling Son to die, so that we didn't have to. What'll it be, friend? What'll it be? You can stay where you are. You can be like those other disciples and stay inside the boat. Or you can trust God and start moving. That was one of the biggest things that they'd ever gone through in their life. That would be a fearful thing, to be in the middle of a storm and only have your boat and your buddies around. Eventually that boat was going to sink. But that's when God came on the scene. God will help you through your trials, church.
Yes, He will.
He loves you enough, and He cares for you enough to keep you. The Bible says that He told him there, "I will not leave or forsake." Nobody told him, "I won't forget about you." He's a loving God this morning. Does anyone have anything on their heart they need to say or do?